For WNPR News, I'm Ryan Karen King. About 100 feet from the busy I-84 highway in Hartford, Connecticut, stands a mansion. Its tall white sides, low-pitched roof, and Italian ornamentation are a dramatic contrast from the empty lots and brick buildings around it. The house has been there since the mid-1800s. The state of Connecticut is looking to rebuild that part of the highway in the next decade, but this historic property will remain undisturbed. Back in the 1960s, the construction of I-84 divided Hartford's neighborhoods and demolished many of the city's historic buildings. But this mansion, the Isham Terry House, survived. That's because of the diligence, and some might say stubbornness, of two elderly sisters who lived here from 1896 until they died in the 1970s.
The Isham sisters were somewhat notorious for their preservation of the past.
That's Laura McCarthy from Connecticut Landmarks, the nonprofit that maintains the house.
They're two older ladies. They had some quirks, and they see their neighborhood changing drastically around them. Houses being raised, neighbors moving away, and kind of they were the last bastions of this grand, opulent neighborhood.
The sisters moved here with their brother, Dr. Oliver Isham, a neighborhood physician, and the three lived together in the house. As McCarthy gives me a tour inside, she says the house is like a time capsule.
They kept everything the same. Right across the hall from the parlor that we're standing in now is Dr. Isham's home office. So after their brother passed away, they pretty much closed the door and left everything exactly as it was.
We see a large dining room with a crystal chandelier, a library with stained glass and stacks of books, a grand parlor with 16-foot windows that once overlooked downtown Hartford before the highway was built. The Isham property was prime real estate for eminent domain claims. The family had fought and lost against two other road projects that cut into the property in the first half of the 20th century. But when the sisters got a letter from the state requesting the land for the new highway, they were prepared.
The Isham sisters, because they were so passionate about history and so passionate about this neighborhood, they relentlessly championed the preservation of this property and of this house.
As we climb to the third floor of the house, you can hear the traffic outside. The state is looking to rebuild this part of the highway that goes through Hartford. But McCarthy says the Isham House will again keep its corner post next to I-84. Though construction may come close, the new highway options avoid taking the land. Because the house gives a sense of what life was like in the early 20th century for Hartford's upper middle class, it's become popular as an event space for organizations interested in Victorian culture. At an event for a local community college, nursing professor Jennifer Ackerman says she's interested in how Dr. Isham's office was in the middle of an urban hub and at the same time in his own house, a practice that's re-emerging today in the medical field.
And that's what it's back to. We're talking about taking patients out of hospitals and putting them back in their homes. And I think this is what it shows. This is where we came from.
As the I-84 rebuild moves forward, new visitors to the house could have the same front row seat to construction as the Isham sisters had when the original highway was built. Ryan Karen King, WNPR News.